Updating the breaking news as we begin a new hour of America Reports. And right now, police working to learn more about the 28-year-old woman who shot and killed six people at a Christian school in Nashville. Three of them children, three of them staff members. Police giving an update a short time ago. Listen here.
She entered the school through a side entrance and traversed her way from the first floor to the second floor, firing multiple shots. We now know that there are three students who were fatally wounded, as well as three adults inside the school. We are working to identify those victims. Including the shooter, a total of seven persons were killed as a result of this morning's incident at the school.
So here is what we know so far. A call went in to Nashville police 10:13 a.m. this morning. That was the first phone call the police received of an active shooter situation. We are now learning that that female shooter, age 28, entered the school through a side door before making her way up to the second floor where she began firing.
Officers were on the scene within moments of the call coming in. It was a five-member team. They were clearing the first floor when they heard shots coming from the second floor. They proceeded up the stairs toward the danger into the face of the gunfire. Two of the members of the five-member team engaged with the shooter, shot and killed her just before 10:30 this morning. The shooter was armed, according to police, with two assault-style rifles and a handgun. Officials reviewing surveillance video from the cameras inside the school.
A gut-wrenching scene this hour. Parents are still there trying to gather their children. They have been given a reunification point at the church next door that is associated with the school. They're waiting for any updates. We're waiting on any further updates about all those parents eventually getting reunited with their children. Jonathan Sary's been following this for us. Jonathan, it just makes your heart hurt when you see those little kids holding hands, being walked to a school bus, loaded on to them being driven to a reunification point with their parents. We know many of them are still waiting for that to happen. What do we know now, Jonathan?
Yeah, it's absolutely heartbreaking. This is not the setting that you expect something like this to happen, and the players are not the people that you would ordinarily expect. We have some, they're crunching the numbers. According to the FBI, looking at all active shooter incidents between the years of 2000 and 2019, only 3.7% of all active shooters were female. Also, it is incredibly rare for a shooting like this to take place at a private school. According to the Cato Institute, only 6% of school shootings occur in private schools, 94% occur in public schools. That according to the Cato Institute. So just heartbreaking. Also, we're getting some more details from the Metro Nashville Police Department, releasing some more details about what they now believe is a 28-year-old woman who was responsible for the shooting. Originally, officers responding believed that she appeared to be a teenager, but now apparently a little bit older, 28 years old, a Nashville resident. There were multiple officers who went into that building responding to the gunfire, but the police department says that two officers in particular who entered the building, going to the sounds of the gunfire, actually engaged the shooter on the second floor, and those two officers fatally shot her. So we're gradually getting more information. We expect a news conference a little bit later today. Police still working on a positive identification of the shooter who is dead. Also, a total of six victims of this shooter dead, three of them children, three of them adults. All of the adults were staff members, two of them transported to the hospital and pronounced dead at the hospital, and a third staff member pronounced dead at the scene. Sandra and John.
All right, Jonathan Sary, with the very latest on that for us. Jonathan, we'll check back in with you shortly. Thank you.